Welcome to Movement 4.0, From Babies to Astronauts. I want to go in and discuss some of my theories of gravity, and today I'm going to just work on gravity theory number 3. Gravity is involved with the formation and organizations of the universe. The organization and existence of gravity is due to rotational movements. Any object in space with functional inner rotational movement supports molecular life. Therefore, objects that do not have an inner core oppositional rotational movements do not support life. What I really want to go into is the organizations and existence of gravity is due to rotational movements. What does that mean? So gravity, as we know, is a binding force. It's not a pulling force. We bind with gravity. So my rotation, rotations of an atom, however you want to look at rotational movements, in opposition, right? What does that mean in opposition? So you have the nucleus, let's say, and the electrons where they're going in opposition rotational movements. It's very subtle. It's very small. It's micro, however you want to put it. But the organization of that movement is still there. And that organization of movement is within us. It's within a hurricane. It's within a, and now you're going to say, okay, well, hurricane doesn't create life. Well, it's a life force of our planet that we have these things. If we have a storm, it stays within the rotational movements. And depending on the class of the hurricane, right, how much it's the storms it's pulling in and how wide it's going to be, but still, it stays contained within the storm. If there's a storm, let's say, in Mars, because that rotation is not there to the same degree that we have it, the storm will just cover the planet. They can have just one windstorm and the whole planet is gone. But we have to look at the way we move. When we're moving in and out of what I call transitional or functional movements. The human body needs to organize around a functional movement. That functional movement has to have rotational movements within it. So when I'm feeding my face or I'm just getting in and out of bed, I have to have these very simple but complex organizations of movements. Otherwise, it's like, oh, I'm getting old. I start saying I can't get up out of bed. You know, we never want to be in a position where we can't feed ourselves. But if you look at the movement reflection of not being able to feed yourself, it comes back to rotational movements that can't be presented within the human body. It really is that simple. I get it. You can say it was a brain trauma. You can say what there could still be causes, but those causes, what do? Impact the body's ability to respond to rotational movements. But that's what lack of gravity does. So the second an astronaut gets into outer space, that is the first impact of what happens in a non-gravitational movement that we are organizing in is we cannot organize in response or in opposition to that movement with rotational movements. So immediately anything that we do, say, is feeding our face, now no longer has rotational movements. And this is where the breakdown happens immediately into the body because the body has nothing to organize off of, that it's been organizing off of these complexities, simple complexities, but mathematical and calculated complexities, its entire life. And now you're putting it into an environment that doesn't create or that we're not able to respond with such simple but complex dynamics that keeps our bodies formatted. It keeps us organized. It's sort of like, going into outer space, putting a computer in outer space, and all of a sudden they lose their ability to format. Really not much difference when you look at something like that. The body needs to have this complexity or this mathematical calculation to organize for efficiency, for life. That's what we work around. So again, when a client comes to me, that's the first thing I'm looking for is where's the breakdown in where they can't respond with a rotation. Now, if I touch you with rotation, you should, in a sense, touch me back or respond back with rotation. This is how I know if a baby's okay. It really is that simple. You know, you should be able to touch. And again, it's not a forceful touch. It's a very gentle touch because you're working with the molecular level. Now, a baby can't respond per se with functional rotational movements because they still are organizing, right? This is a really important process because that rotation's not there in the womb. These are the things, the way the body, the complexities, but the simple formatting we need to look at because especially not only do astronauts not have it in outer space, they're not getting it when they come back home. we go by load lift variations, muscle variations. We really don't think of the functional movements. We don't think of transitional movements, but we don't recognize where movement comes from. And where movement comes from is how we organize off that movement. Now, you can do linear-based movements all day long as an adult, but that's not functional. So the body won't continue to organize off those movements. And you really can see something like that with someone who's had a stroke or cerebral palsy. And again, you're going to tell me that there was trauma somewhere to the system. I get that. But we have to learn from all of this. We have to stop doing what we keep doing if we're going to get to Mars. Mars is a really important and impact that we have to go through. And we're spending a fortune on the rockets and the this and to get us there faster, quicker, more efficiently. But the reason we're doing that is because they know darn well that the astronauts start to die real quickly. And the life force that leaves them is the response of rotational movement. No difference in a star, no difference in the sun. We look at all of this. Everything that I'm saying to you, anything that has a life force or molecular exchange will have these principles. Now, again, the moon does not. So there's no life on the moon. Never will be. So we even have to pay more attention than ever with the Artemis program because it will demise the astronauts very quickly because there's no inner core rotation from the moon. So you have that dynamic. So the equipment that I propose would be needed in the moon would be completely different than the Mars because Mars at least has an internal rotation. It's still not great. It's much faster. It's quicker. The spin ratios, circumference, all of that, you know, you've got to realize Mars is the size of our inner, you know, our core base. It just doesn't even cover the size of where it is, Earth. It's a smaller planet. So the rotation is much quicker, but also it has much less atmosphere. The layers of atmosphere that we have and the moon has no atmosphere. So with the moon's program, the dynamics and the destruction that it's going to cause to the human body is actually greater. We look at the destruction of the human body as how long can we live. So we're looking at Mars. We take 7 months to get there. So we already have that demise of the body. We can go into blindness. We can go into a lot of complications. And the moon is much quicker to get to. But that doesn't mean we're not doing more damage on the moon, based off of the dynamics of the science needed behind the human body and any living organism when it comes to the life force and the organization of life force. All of this can be found in my book, You Can't Get to Mars Without Me. If you'd like to get my PDF on the 21 principles, please, by all means, go to youcantdothiswithoutme.com. The book is available on Amazon. It's also available on Audible. If you need me, for the most part, I'm all over the internet as Movement Lesson, Michelle Turner Movement Lesson, because that's my modality and that's my business. However, it's a great group called Gravity and Movement, and it goes over these principles all the time, includes lives from me, and so on. So I really hope that you start thinking about, again, so this is the gravitational theory of mind, which is number 3. Gravity is involved with the formation and organization of the universe. The organization and existence of gravity is due to rotational movements. Any object in space with functional inner rotational movement supports molecular life, which is us. Do you understand that? Any object in space, which is still us, we still supports molecular life. But therefore, due to objects that don't have an inner core or oppositional rotation of movements do not support life. So we can look at it as simple as Mars lives and the moon doesn't. Now you can say, oh, there's no life on the Mars. It's still a molecular exchange. It has an atmosphere. Mars is really a planet that's, I think, is going out. But Jupiter and so forth, now it can't support our life because we're looking for air and water and heat and oxygen and all that. But what it's going to do, though, it's still you're looking at the rotation. And understanding these principles also is looking at other galaxies to see what supports us. We're still looking for an Earth-based planet for water, air, but we're really, nobody's looking for the rotational dynamics it's going to take to support us because this is what we're used to. This is what we've organized for centuries off of, is the binding force and the spin rotational movements of the planet Earth. I'll see you at the next podcast. Thanks so much for listening. And if you have any questions, by all means, post them up in Gravity and Movement. Thank you.